This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello. Welcome to today's readings of selections from the December-January issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, you'll hear a listening with artist Owen Gildersleeve, and we'll follow that with reviews in young adult listening. Although specifically targeted for the young adult crowd, these audiobooks appeal to adults as well. Decide for yourself after you hear reviews of Earphones winners Frankly in Love by David Yoon, read by Raymond J. Lee, Loki, Where Mischief Lies, Loki Series, Book 1 by Mackenzie Lee, and The Secret Commonwealth, The Book of Dust, Volume 2 by Philip Pullman, read by Michael Sheen. Let's get right to it. Our listening with today is with young artist Owen Gildersleeve from London, England. Whether he's cutting paper or editing photographs, Owen Gildersleeve's layered cut paper art is labor-intensive, and he says that audiobooks are a good escape. I find the best time to listen is when I really want to lock in and get stuck into an artwork. Owen is currently working on a project with NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and another of his recent projects, the cover illustration for David Yoon's young adult novel, Frankly in Love, received a Communication Arts Typography Award of Excellence. Life as a busy freelance artist doesn't leave much time to sit down and read, Owen says, so audiobooks are a really great option for me. Jennifer M. Dowell conducted that brief interview, listening with Owen Gildersleeve, artist, London, England. All right, now we'll turn our attention to our listening in young adult listening. And our first review today is an Earphones winner. And as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative, voice, and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Our first review today is Butterfly Yellow by Tanha Lay, written by Lulu Lam. It's an Earphones winner. Gorgeous writing meets expert narration in this one-of-a-kind refugee story. Narrator Lulu Lam gracefully maneuvers listeners through Hong's efforts to reconnect her with her brother Lin in Texas after the Vietnam War. Lam fully captures Hong's struggles and joys with learning English, as well as the text's Vietnamese dialogue, making this an especially appropriate novel for audio. Equally impressive is the Texas twang Lam gives to Lee Roy, a chatty cowboy in training who slowly becomes enamored with Hong. Most notably, Hong's memories of wartime trauma are not overly dramatized, allowing the listener to simply bear witness to her brutal past. With many parallels to today's immigrant experience, the story includes moments of beauty, sorrow, and hope. Lizzie Nolan wrote that review of Butterfly Yellow by Tanha Lay. It's an Earphones winner, read by Lulu Lam, and it is available from Harper Audio for 6.5 hours, unabridged, ages 14 and up. Our next young adult review is I Love You So Mochi. It's by Sarah Kuhn, narrated by Natalie Naudis. Narrator Natalie Naudis brings sparkle and authenticity to this story of a teenager trying to find her own voice. Though Kimi Nakamura has been anticipating art school as long as she can remember, she hasn't painted in months. She accepts her estranged grandparents' unexpected invitation to Kyoto for spring break and begins a quest for self-discovery. Nautis elegantly captures Kimi's range of moods, from her enthusiasm at being in Japan and joy at the thrill of meeting a cute boy in a mochi costume, to her distress and confusion while confronting her own lack of direction. Nautis is equally deft at slipping in the correct pronunciations and inflections for the many Japanese words and spoken mannerisms throughout the text. Natalie Marshall wrote that review of I Love You So Mochi by Sarah Kuhn, read by Natalie Nautis. It's available from Dreamscape for 8 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up. Our next review is Dear Haiti, Love Elaine. It's written by Maika Mulite and Maritza Mulite, read by Bonnie Turpin. Narrator Bonnie Turpin brings her sharp vocal talents and undaunted spirit to this dramatic epistolary tale. Through her seamless performance, listeners hear the diary entries, text messages, and emails collected by Elaine, a high-spirited and ambitious teen, as she dives into her Haitian family's royal ancestry, only to find herself on a mission to make peace with history. Turpin embodies Elaine's extroverted nature and instantly taps into the rhythmic tones and blended accents of French and Haitian Creole when Elaine finds herself in Haiti after her mother receives an unexpected medical diagnosis. Turpin smoothly navigates the emotional moments that bring Elaine's family together, along with the intrigue and danger that could leave her family cursed forever. Jessica Coates wrote that review of Dear Haiti, Love Elaine. It's written by Maika Mulite and Maritza Mulite, read by Bonnie Turpin. It's available from Harlequin Audio for 10 hours, unabridged, ages 14 and up. Our next young adult review is Frankly in Love by David Yoon, read by Raymond J. Lee. It's an earphones winner. Right from the start, narrator Raymond J. Lee fully inhabits funny, endearing, nerdy and proud of it, California high school senior Frank Lee. Frank is studying for the SATs, hanging out with his fellow AP classmates, falling in love, and thinking a lot about his identity as the son of Korean immigrants, all with the heightened feelings of a teenager experiencing these things for the first time. In one affecting passage, Frank overhears a seemingly fraught conversation in Korean between his father and a family friend. Because Frank doesn't know much Korean, he doesn't understand what they're saying, and unless the listener knows Korean, neither do we. Lee's emotionally and culturally authentic performance will have listeners rooting for Frank through many twists and turns, all the way to the audiobook's lovely conclusion. Jennifer Dowell wrote that review of Frankly in Love by David Yoon. It's an earphones winner, read by Raymond J. Lee, available from Listening Library for 10.25 hours unabridged, ages 14 and up, and it is a 2019 selection for Best Audiobook. Okay, we are continuing now in our young adult reviews, and our next review is The Serpent and Dove, Serpent and Dove, Book 1, by Shelby Mahurin, read by Holter Graham and Saskia Marleveld. Holter Graham and Saskia Marleveld team up to narrate this French-inspired fantasy. Reed has dedicated his life as a chasseur to hunting down and burning all witches. Lou escaped her coven 2 years ago and has been in hiding ever since. When their paths cross, leaving them both in a compromising position, their only choice is holy matrimony. Marleveld gives Lou a breathy, husky voice that complements her rough-around-the-edges temperament and wicked humor. Graham's initial depiction of Reed sounds uptight and clipped, but gradually warms up as the character grows and changes. Both narrators excel at the bickering between the main characters, and listeners will find themselves equally laughing out loud at their antics and swooning as the story progresses. Alex Ritchie wrote that review of Serpent and Dove. Serpent and Dove Book 1 by Shelby Mahurin. It's read by Holter Graham and Saskia Marleveld, and it's available from Harper Audio for 14.25 hours unabridged, young adult. Next we have Loki, Where Mischief Lies, Loki series, Book 1 by Mackenzie Lee. It's an Earphones winner, read by Oliver Wyman. Narrator Oliver Wyman embodies everyone's favorite trickster god in this exciting origin story for Marvel's Loki of Asgard. When one of Loki's constant schemes to show up his brother Thor lands them both in hot water, he is banished to Midgard, for aka 19th century London, to investigate a series of magical murders. Wyman takes on the central role of Loki with relish, emphasizing his teenage sarcasm and petulance while subtly exposing the self-doubt underlying them. He excels at the rapid shifts of tone such a changeable character requires. Wyman also creates memorable voices for the supporting characters, from dim but affable Thor and sly sorceress Amora to the plummy accents of England's sharp society members. Listeners will love this magical adventure. Natalie Marshall wrote that review of Loki, Where Mischief Lies, Loki series, Book 1 by Mackenzie Lee. It's an Earphones winner, read by Oliver Wyman, and it's available from Listening Library for 9.25 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up. And this is just a reminder that you are listening to the December-January issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, back to our young adult reviews. We have These Witches Don't Burn. It's written by Isabel Sterling, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Kristen D. Mercurio. Kristen D. Mercurio will keep listeners spellbound with her narration of this contemporary young adult fantasy. Hannah is a typical teenage witch living in Salem with her coven. While attending an end-of-the-year party, someone commits a forbidden blood ritual, and Hannah is left to uncover the mystery with her ex-girlfriend Veronica while trying to date someone new. DiMercurio creates a relatable atmosphere for young adults and skillfully portrays each character uniquely. She shines in her performance of Angsty Hannah as she anxiously investigates deadly magic and the web of emotions in her romantic life. Gina Monti wrote that review of These Witches Don't Burn. It's by Isabel Sterling, an Earphones winner, read by Kristen D. Mercurio, and it's available from Listening Library for 9.75 hours, unabridged, young adult. Our next review is The Secret Commonwealth, The Book of Dust, Volume 1 by Philip Pullman. Excuse me, that's Volume 2 by Philip Pullman, an Earphones winner, read by Michael Sheen. Michael Sheen throws himself wholeheartedly into narrating this sequel to La Belle Sauvage, and listeners will be rapt. Lyra is now 20, and she and her demon, Pantalaimin, are uneasy with each other in ways they never have been before. This central conflict is the catalyst for a series of journeys and is just one of many, many threads that Pullman will presumably pick up again in the final volume in the Book of Dust trilogy. For the ever-expanding international cast of characters, Sheen conjures multitude accents and delivers rapid-fire conversations between them. He's in step with the text at every turn. When situations become fraught or dangerous, Sheen ramps up the tension exquisitely. Thanks to Pullman's intricate storytelling and Sheen's propulsive narration, listeners will be on the edge of their seats right up to the cliffhanging ending. Jennifer Dowell wrote that review of The Secret Commonwealth, The Book of Dust, Volume 2 by Philip Pullman. It's an Earphones winner, read by Michael Sheen, available from Listening Library for 19.75 hours unabridged, ages 14 and up, and it is a 2019 pick as a best audiobook. Okay, next we have Color Me In by Natasha Diaz, read by Bonnie Turpin with a note from the author. Narrator Bonnie Turpin gives an authentic sounding voices to the vibrant characters in this audiobook about a young woman who is struggling with her racial and cultural identity. Biracial, Nevia, age 15, feels like an outsider among her mother's family in Harlem because of her light skin. She also does not identify as Jewish as her father family wishes. When her parents separate, she moves in with her grandparents in Harlem. Nevia is forced to confront the racism and religious intolerance within her own family. Turpin effectively juxtaposes the quiet, introspective teen with her exuberant Jamaican-American family and her overbearing Jewish grandmother, replete with stereotypical New York accent. Sonia Cole wrote that review of Color Me In by Natasha Diaz, read by Bonnie Turpin with a note from the author. It's available from Listening Library for 11.25 hours, unabridged, ages 14 and up. Our next review in Young Adult Listening is Shatter City, Imposters, Book 2 by Scott Westerfeld. It's read by Therese Plummer. Therese Plummer returns to narrate as Fry, the unlikely heroine of the Imposters series. In this installment, Fry discovers that there is a drug called Feels that citizens implant into their central nervous system. As Fry's duties as savior and rebel leader become more difficult, she becomes reliant on these emotional controllers, and Plummer's narration takes on new life. When Fry uses calm, Plummer's voice smooths out. When she uses resolute, Plummer's voice hardens. Sometimes Plummer is asked to deliver multiple emotions at once, and the listener is rewarded with her stunning interpretations. Hidden beneath those wild emotional swings is the voice of an addict. The performance is most timely and most powerful. Anthony Farina wrote that review of Shatter City, Imposters, Book 2 by Scott Westerfeld. It's read by Therese Plummer, and it's available from Scholastic Audiobooks for 9.5 hours, unabridged, young adult. Our next review is an Earphones winner, and it is entitled Momentous Events in the Life of a Cactus, Life of a Cactus Series, Book 2 by Dusty Bowling. It's an Earphones winner, read by Carissa Vacker. This is the second audiobook about Avin, who may be armless, but is armed with confidence and grit, as was shown in the earlier audiobook, Insignificant Events in the Life of a Cactus. She's a very different heroine in this story. Listeners will, again, be engaged by narrator Carissa Vacker's portrayal, especially her whip-smart, quick dialogue. She does full justice to even minor characters, especially their individual ways of expressing themselves and relating to Avin. Avin grows emotionally in this audiobook as she enters high school cautiously and is daunted by cruel and constant bullying. Vacker represents these low points with genuine-sounding sadness and fear. These moments make Avin's return to her true self and able self all the more spectacular. Susie Wild wrote that review of the momentous events in the Life of a Cactus, Life of a Cactus series, book 2, by Dusty Bowling. It's available from Carissa. It's read by Carissa Vacker, and it's an Earphones winner. And it's available from Tantor Media for 6.5 hours unabridged, ages 12 and up. Our next review is The Stars and the Blackness Between Them. It's by Janudo Petrus, and it's read by Bonnie Turpin and J.D. Jackson with the author. Narrator Bonnie Turpin and the author Juanuda Petrus hit it out of the park with their pitch-perfect performances of this love story between two black teenage girls from different backgrounds. In a lilting Trinidadian accent, full of spirit and warmth, Turpin voices Audra, who is sent from her native country to live with her dad in the U.S. after her mother finds her with another girl. Petrus is equally good as Mabel, whose life is turned upside down by a terminal diagnosis. Petrus's lyrical, quiet voice embodies Mabel's thoughtfulness, spirituality, and love of music. J.D. Jackson shines as Afua, a man on death row whom Mabel becomes close to. Together, these three powerful and distinct performances lift this coming-of-age story right off the page. That review was written by Laura Sacton. It is of The Stars and the Blackness Between Them. It's by Juanuta Petrus, read by Bonnie Turpin and J.D. Jackson, and it's available from Listening Library for 9.25 hours, unabridged, ages 14 and up. Next we have, obviously, Stories from My Timeline, written and read by Akila Hughes. In this timely memoir, author and narrator Akila Hughes discusses her dreams of being a performer and other aspects of her life. With dry humor, the comedian explains how it felt growing up in Kentucky and at one point being the only African-American girl in a school for gifted children. Hughes uses her voice to enhance her text so that listeners will hear the love she has for her incredible mother. Listeners will be equally touched as Hughes musters the strength to describe her relationship with her father. Her honesty and do-or-die attitude toward achieving her goals will appeal to listeners of all ages. This is a great story of dreaming big and perseverance. Sharon Gamble wrote that review of Obviously, Stories from My Timeline, written and read by Akila Hughes. It's available from Listening Library for 5 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up. Our next review in Young Adult Listening is Infinite Hope by Ashley Bryan, read by Dion Graham. Narrator Dion Graham embodies the award-winning illustrator Ashley Bryan in this World War II memoir. 18-year-old Bryan was in art school when he was drafted into an all-black battalion and sent to fight with Allied troops on D-Day. His passion for art helped him manage the horrors of war as well as the racism of white officers. The print version of this audiobook includes original photographs, handwritten letters, and sketches. Graham modulates his voice to differentiate between the narrative and the interspersed letters to recreate an intimate feeling of a scrapbook. Listeners will be especially moved by the emotion in Graham's voice as the author describes the psychological and physical toll of war in his letters to his cousin Eva, and one particularly moving letter to his pastor. Sonia Cole wrote that review of Infinite Hope by Ashley Bryan. It's read by Dion Graham, and it's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 1.5 hours unabridged, ages 12 and up. Next, we have The Last True Poets of the Sea by Julia Drake, read by Tavia Gilbert. Tavia Gilbert's expressive narration shows careful attunement to the emotions of 16-year-old Violet, who is sent for the summer to Lyric, Maine, a town noted for her great-great-great-grandmother's survival of a shipwreck. Gilbert deftly portrays the wreck that is Violet. She's sarcastic and jaded on the surface, but suffering and vulnerable underneath. After her brother's suicide attempt and a year of wild drinking and empty sex, Gilbert deftly portrays secondary characters and gradually shows Violet thawing through her uncle's kindness, the friendship of locals, and her investigation of her ancestral past. These renew and restore her sense of self and her creativity. Gilbert smoothly differentiates Violet's nuanced feelings, deepening her emotions as she falls in love for the first time with Liv. Susie Wild wrote that review of The Last True Poets of the Sea. It's written by Julia Drake. It's read by Tavia Gilbert, and it's available from Blackstone Audio for 13.5 hours unabridged, young adult. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we have a moment to remember reporter, commentator, and author Cokie Roberts. We'll follow that with Thomas Walken's column, Learning by Ear, where his reviews focus on whether to partner or not to partner. We'll have reviews in contemporary culture, including reviews of What We Talk About When We Talk About Books by Leah Price, An Earphones Winner read by Elizabeth Rogers, and The Witches Are Coming, written and read by Lindy West, also an Earphones winner. So until then, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.